Monday, November 18, 2019, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 1 o'clock, Dakota County Board of Commissioner meeting at 1:02 p.m.
All right.
I'm on Board of Equalization here.
1:02.
Okay, we are going to call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization, November 18th. It is 1:02 p.m. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Start here. And Joan, can you call roll, please?
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
Martin?
Here.
Tony?
Here.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll start with the consent agenda items. There's only one, and that is approval of the previous minutes for October 7th of 2019. A motion by Tony.
I'll second it.
Second by Marty.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. And new business, item A, Jeff Curry, requesting board to approve tax list correction on parcels 22000836 39 and 22020041. All right, Jeff.
Okay, let me see here. Let's go with the in order. You did the 639 first.
Yes.
Okay, now this one is a homestead exemption tax roll correction from the state. Looked like when they initially turned it in, they were going to get, was it 100% or 50%? But the state and the IRS must have found other income, so they switched them all the way down to nothing. So the state, what they do is they'll send them these letters, and you guys probably got, I think, did Christy give you a copy of that, Joan, for the board? We need this. Well, maybe, I don't know if she gave you one.
She did.
Okay, good. So the state kind of comes in and tells us what happened and exceeded the income on this one. So if you look at what the difference is, they're going to have to pay taxes now in the total amount versus having that homestead exemption. So this is a positive we're going to add for this one.
Okay.
The next one was a roll correction from a trailer court. They're moving, actually I think they're going to junk it out. I don't know if they're going to burn it or what. They're going to take it out. And when they take it out, or if you move a trailer, whether you're going to destroy it or just move it completely out of the county, you got to pay that year's taxes before it gets to leave. Because you know we're in the rears. So we make them pay before they go. So technically nobody can hook up to a trailer in a trailer court and pull it out without coming to the courthouse first and paying. So that's what that one was for. The trailer court let us know that that one was going to be gone. So those were the two that we had. We did collect the taxes. So that, again, was a positive. So we collected taxes, and then they can do what they want to with that trailer now.
Yeah. All right. Pretty open and shut there. So I will make a motion to approve the tax list corrections on parcels 8639 and 0041.
I second that.
Thanks, Jeff.
Janet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, item B, Megan McIntosh from Security National Bank requesting a new parcel ID to be issued on a lot split to meet the rate lock expiration closing deadline. And I do not see Megan McIntosh. So I guess
Jeff, can
I'll
maybe
leave that
explain it?
To you, Jeff.
Yeah, what that is it's for a new construction site, one of Mr. Ogden's, and they didn't get us the split or any changes to it. So we'd already, as of January 1, set value, did our initial assessment roll in March, then sent our COV statements out by June 1st, and then just last Friday we closed out the year. And last Wednesday they came to us with a split and wanted parcel numbers and things on it. And we told them that the assessment office can't really help you with that. Your year's gone. You need to wait. We'll do it next year, 2020. We'll put it in the can. We got 30 other ones ahead of them. But we'll. This is what we do over the next month is do splits and catch up for 2020, or 2021, I'm sorry. Now, so we told them we'd do it then. They didn't, like, I guess they're having, apparently, whoever's closing the loan or something along those lines is saying they can't complete the transaction without that number.
Without a
parcel. That's my understanding. And I told her, well, we can get you a number, but it's going to be a little bit. So she had a, and then I told her, I said, right now, I brought a bunch of different statutes, but like 1315.01, you know, I can't change values after that COV. Everything I have to come to you guys with and give you one of those roll correction sheets or what do we call them, omitted property, clerical errors. I need your permission to make changes after that. So, and I think even with that, we're done in August. I can't do any more anything else as far as clerical goes or anything else. I think our hands are tied. So I told her, I said, I don't know. I mean, if the board had a statute I'm unaware of, maybe they can, but because they were looking for who else to talk to. And I said, well, kind of the chain of command would be this, I said, but I'm unaware of anything they can do either at this point, because I think after August went by, we're done. I mean, we pretty much closed the year out for by on September 1st.
Mm-hmm. I talked to Gary about this matter.
Oh, did you?
I did. I gave him a holler and told him if he had any further issues to contact us. It seemed to me that if you had a complete legal description, the parcel number would probably not be necessary. I'm sure they run into this quite often this time of year.
Oh, yeah,
with new homes. So, and I never heard back from him. So with not a representative here, I would assume they've probably gotten it worked out.
Or maybe that was it, because the legal is easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do that without changing the system.
Yeah.
But even to get a parcel number, the way the state works with our CAMA systems, to get that, I actually have to generate a physical parcel. And once you generate a parcel, I got to put a number on it. And that changes our value, which changes the school reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you change that, then Ruth's on the phone and everybody else is on the phone wanting to know what the heck's going on in Dakota County.
Yeah.
Because generally it just doesn't happen.
Also. Yeah, I didn't find anything that would let them change it.
You didn't either? Okay, yeah. I was looking and I just found, you know, bits and pieces, but it was all don't touch it stuff for me.
Okay.
And for the board, as far as the the omitted, and I think there was one other thing in over and under. I think we did that in 16 or 17. We can do it that way too, but again, that even has an expiration date for us. So that's where we left it. I thought somebody told me Gary said he was going to come in. So if Gary comes in, I can visit with him. We just usually do it in the back, so it's not everybody hears the conversation.
He said he was going to come down and yell at you, but I told him to check with his lender first.
Yeah, that's true. And if he just needs a legal, or we can give him something like that. I mean, I don't want to hold it up. I mean, he's trying to make money, so.
Yep.
He got a legal.
Yep.
Yep, it's right there on that survey.
Yeah,
so.
I think it'll be fine.
Okay, all right, but that's what it was about. So.
Okay. All right, well, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, well, I think we'll just take no action on item B then.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we will move on to mail and or emergency business. I don't believe we have any of either. So we'll move on to public comment for the Board of Equalization. We have no public comment, so we will adjourn the Board of Equalization at 1:12.
All right, at that time, we'll go ahead and start our regular commissioners meeting. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance to the county board meeting room and is available to review by all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take roll.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Janet?
Here.
All right, at this time we'll go ahead and take public comment. If anybody wants to comment on anything that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to come forward and comment.
Well, I can't let you guys off. I'm going to make a comment. It's just a quick comment, too. And it's above my pay grade, and I don't know why decisions are made, and it's none of my business. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
I want to make that perfectly clear. So I don't expect an answer or anything like that. I just saw something that I was a little concerned with based on the economics of it. Because in my office, I'm already working on 20. I kind of know where our dollars are coming from and what we're going to be lower on, what we're going to. It's just a space issue. And I don't know fiscally, you know, if we calculate things when we divvy out spaces and offices, because we're already paying rents outside of this building for other people. And I know we got a basement, and we had our little mini hospital over there where Joan had to keep her stuff, all my voting stuff, and I don't know whatever she has. She's got a ton of stuff, too. But I was just making sure that it all makes fiscal sense when we make those decisions that, hey, you know, if we're going to give one person X amount of square foot, does it justify it? Because I know, like, if you do an income on a building or if you want to support a new building from a project management background, I have to do an analysis on every square foot. I mean, if you got 50 FTE, how much money am I making off those 50 FTE versus what's this building costing me? So there's a math formula for that, too, that can be used. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And again, above my pay grade, I don't know. We may need to do that for storage purposes or who knows what else. Mm-hmm. But I just, because my goal was always thinking it'd be nice someday to get everybody in the same courthouse instead of paying rent.
Right.
And I see when I see space available, like I think that basement, we got a bunch down there yet. We can get some people into that too. But that was it, guys.
Yep.
Nothing.
Okay.
It's been a great board for me, so I'm not complaining.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. You bet. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Next, we'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from November 4th. Accounts payable. Larry came in this morning and we went through accounts payable. Had just a few small questions and everything was pretty much cleared up. So we were able to go through those. And then approval of the official reports from the clerk, the register of deeds, and the clerk of district court.
Okay. Make a motion to accept the consent agenda items.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep. We'll go to new business. The board to approve payroll claims from November 3rd through November 16th, 2019. Did go through payroll claims. Everything seemed to be in order.
So long.
I can second that.
Kevin?
I'll abstain.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
All right, we go to miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent.
November 3rd through the 16th, 308 hours of road maintenance, garbage pickup 3 hours, salt, sand, snow removal 8 hours, blacktopping 1 hour, gravel haul 1,149,000 tons, signs and repair and barricading 22 hours, road concerns, grading Pierce Avenue, 160th Street, gravel Rowan Avenue.
I had just a couple of calls. One went from Jeff Ehlers out there in Mel Peters' addition, out there where Scott lives. The short road in between the old highway and the new highway, apparently there's a pothole there that is...
It is taken care of.
Okay. Good man. You're ahead of the curve. And then, again, the grading on the area out east of Highway 77 that they did 3 weeks ago. They claim they haven't seen a road grader since, so they just would like to see something out there before it freezes up.
Okay. We've been on them since the weather's been there.
Yeah.
Chris, we're getting too late to be putting rock on the roads. It ain't going to get worked in, is it, this year?
Well, at times years ago, we used to take all the gravel and rock and windrow it to the side of the road.
Really?
Just for snow removal. But it seems with weather conditions that we've had in the last 8-10 years, where just like last year we had rain in November and freezing in December, thawing in January, and right back. So
if that would happen, it'd be a good deal in a way. But
yeah, it used to actually freeze up and stay frozen.
A couple of years ago we did that to 260, poured the rock on. And the next spring, every speck of it was in the ditch. It was back to being a mud road, you know. And it was too bad, really. I don't know why it couldn't have been more caretaking when it was graded, you know, because it was snow removal. But I'm afraid that some of that's going to happen this year, but some of that rock that's clean that we got from Davis, you know what I mean? It's just loose as can be. It's loose everywhere. I mean, it looks like it's going to wind up unless these guys are really careful. And they can be, you know, they don't get in a hurry. But I'm getting a little concerned about losing a lot of it. We've spent a lot of money. What have we spent so far for rock this for fiscal year?
You were probably 2/3 through the budget already. We have some stockpile.
2/3 through the budget. Big time.
The FEMA said they were going to reimburse for frost boils that we had so bad this year.
Yeah.
They said they were.
So we're hoping.
We have kept track of.
Yeah.
We can show them the extra tonnage that we usually.
When they said they pretty much stayed with their words. I mean, they didn't
know. What's that, Tony?
When they say that they're going to reimburse us, they serious? I mean,
they will.
Yeah.
But when do you get the check,
Tony? Well,
I also got a letter from Chuck Pierman, and I think Larry got a similar one, and it's reference to the Sioux City Journal, and they're not wanting to deliver the paper. This gentleman contends it's because the road is so rough. When in reading the letter, it looks like it's more just not profitable for him to do it, you know, just a few in a neighborhood. So just for your own information, I guess.
Chuck emailed me also.
Okay.
About road concerns.
All right.
I told him, I went out and looked at him, emailed him back. I ain't saying every road can't be better, but I can't find it hard to believe that the Sioux City Journal doesn't want to
drive that road
because of the road conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've had some problems. I spoke to someone on 77, and it was their deliverer's last day, so they found all their papers along the highway. And so they were having some other issues.
That wasn't the Star, was it?
No, it was... I seen the bridge on North Bluff got overlaid.
Yes.
So.
Where are we at on the other bridges as far as doing any corrective measures?
The engineers did contact me about the one at Jackson. Said he's coming up with a design that it's going to have to be a slope back up to move the channel over to protect our wing walls. The wing walls are not have piling over, they're just actually hanging on above the sheet metal, sheet piling, the wing walls are.
Oh, it's on encapsulated top of the pile?
Yes.
The H pile or the sheet pile?
No, the wing walls.
Yeah. Oh, they just...
They're just sitting on the sheet piling. There's no...
Oh, really?
But anyway, he is coming. He says it's going to be very costly. The problem is it would be best to put a jump spans on each side since their channel's getting so wide. But with the railroad there, that ain't really an option either. But anyway, he's coming up. The one on High Bridge, north of Jackson, he's hasn't looked at it yet fully. He still hasn't been up there. The engineer hasn't got underneath the bridge. But we do have FEMA and the NRD both on board to fix up any problems there. So, but at least, and that'll be very costly also to get that channel back up.
That's a huge amount of scouring on the backside of that.
They don't know what they're going to do with the washout and the holes to the downstream side.
Yeah.
Is the biggest problem there. He suggested both of them to have some kind of silt dam downstream and to push the water and silt back up. But again, very costly. The one at Jackson, you know, the highway, the state and federal highway department, since it's a federal aid road, they have neither. They said we had prior scouring to this event that they would not do anything. So the county will be liable for any construction or cost to get that one back.
That bridge over by Emerson over on J, is it J?
T.
The one that's out?
Yeah. Closed? Is there getting something going on that thing?
I contacted that engineer, which is JEO, on that bridge. Dixon County kind of pushed JEO through on that one, which was fine, but I have not
heard. Get the job done.
I contacted him twice to see where we're going on that structure also, and have no response from him whatsoever. Yeah.
I saw Jay over there on him on that bridge right out of Hubbard doing some setup, doing something over there. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. I don't know if it's just a survey or...
The county has not hired them to do any work on the bridge south of him, Avenue.
Yeah, they were there. There were two guys there this morning. It was J.O. and they...
Like you said, they're probably...
Finding a pin, they might be just doing a survey.
Yeah. Jeff, Fred, just... I was approached by Jeff Stork, and he says he talked to you in...
North Jackson.
Jackson, what about this piece of ground that's got a salt flooded and that we didn't send the water to the other direction? I mean, I just need to have an answer for this guy. We've got to be in the same boat.
The natural flow of water runs, of course, towards the river. It's kind of hard to find a way. Nobody wants the water on them, but it's got to run north to the river. I've talked to Mr. Gill to see if he has property, see if he let us, and he wasn't very acceptive of us running the water, putting a culvert on his property and trying to run the water that way. So the water was actually running across the road, and the road was closed this spring for 2-3 months, and we put a culvert in there. It's like I told Jeff, I just, you know, I I don't know where the water should go. Usually that spring was never a problem where it actually was running so much and long that it ran across the road like that. It contained itself just in the road.
It's a lot better right now, too. There's not much going through there.
Yeah, and I told Jeff, you know, if it would just come back to normal, he will not
get it. But the only way to fix that problem is if you, Joe Gill lets you put a culvert and go through his property.
That is, that's the only other solution other than the one we have now. But eventually that water's got to go.
Well, somewhere.
It's got to go down towards the river. It's just a natural flow.
Okay.
But it goes down that slough, though. You drop over the bank, it goes down east.
Yes.
It goes back to the river. It can't get straight. The river, it's higher at the river bank than it is back against that other bank.
Yeah, it actually runs down through there, right?
Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, Elliot Saunders told me one time his culvert, he said just down the road, big culvert, pretty good size. I looked and I didn't see nothing. But if there is something there, it might have to be a ditch clean out going, because there's...
It would take quite a bit of ditch clean to get the water to run that far east.
Well, last guy went to the north side of the road right there, took it down the north side, and then dropped over the bank and put a culvert underneath the swivel drive.
Where that culvert's coming across now and then running back east, you'd have a...
Yeah, well, the south side of the road would be... You'd have a 4 or 5 foot cut, probably.
Yeah.
Probably don't have right of way for it. I bet that right of way is not very wide there, is it?
See, we should still have our 66 foot.
Think so?
We should. It's changed in different parts of the county. I just noticed where they set their poles, you know.
Yeah. Well, that was kind
of. And usually they do the best job of surveying there, yeah.
Oh, when Odie or where we lived used to live out there, it used to be just kind of a trail years ago. As a matter of fact, you used to go up over the bluff or the Ponca Creek. I mean, along the slope on the side hill.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it slid off so many times they gave up on that idea. But Sweet Warrens and stuff, when they lived there, I mean, I don't know if that was before there was many people built there. There was just a couple people lived out there. 50, 60 years ago.
There's
no. I don't know if there's really the right away for what would be to make a deep ditch, you know. It's kind of a, so you could do anything, I guess, if you got enough money, you just buy a couple of acres from Joe or something and put in a canal. Boat lane or something. Thanks, Fred.
All right. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.
All right, approved chair to sign certification of highway superintendent for determining incentive payments for 2019, resolution 19C-038. It's a deal that we do every year.
Normal procedure, right?
Yeah. What we're stating is that Fred was the highway superintendent for the year 2019.
And
certifying
then we can
that to the Nebraska Department of Roads and Transportation.
And so this is just a certification. I thought something about we get money back or
we
something.
We do.
Okay.
It determines that payment.
Okay.
It's based on a formula and population.
All of that information we send in with our budget and our what have you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the certification of highway superintendent. Fred?
I'd second that.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
All right, approve of voting delegate and alternate to cast a ballot for Dakota County at the Nebraska Association of County Officials, the NACO annual meeting held on December 13, 2019 in Kearney.
Well, I was going to say, we're going to be short-staffed. We've got one guy out. Looks like we've got a second guy going out.
You're not signed up to go.
So I definitely.
who's out and who's maybe
Phyllis
out?
Phyllis Obermeyer, Fred Kellogg, Joan Spencer, Matt Roost, and Bob Giese are the ones attending.
Perfect. Brent will be out and Jared will be out.
Jared having medical? Yep.
Yeah, full medical.
How are Greg doing?
Do you need someone to go for the commissioner's door?
No, you just have to designate the voting delegate from those five people that are going.
I would say I would like to delegate Joan as our voting delegate, and our backup could be...
Who were they?
Fred, we usually carpool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fred can be our alternate for voting at the yearly meeting.
So do we need to decide who we're casting the ballot for, or just can Joan just...
No, she's just...
I haven't gotten a ballot yet.
Okay, oh, even though it's going to be...
Yeah.
All right, Commissioner Committee report, or do we need to...
We need a roll call.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So Joan and...
Joan and Fred?
Yeah.
Is that your motion?
Yeah, that's my motion.
I'll second it.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
All right, Commissioner Committee reports. Janet and I presented the county budget to the Legislative Committee up at the... Senator...
You saved the day, I heard.
The thumb drive didn't work, but Janet had her computer along, so we were able to get it on there. It went really well, I thought. Had some positive comments from everybody. The thing that I think people found interesting, and I found interesting too, is if you take the taxes and you break it down, so the one that I used was South Sioux's. And when I first started this job, I got approached to people about, you know, I pay this much taxes, what am I getting for my money? But if you live in South Sioux City and you pay, say you pay $1 of taxes, 15 cents of it comes to the county. So, you know, between the schools and the city and everything. So a lot of people found it interesting, and we went through all the different communities. I went through Jackson and Homer, Hubbard and Emerson, and so it was nice to have all that information, Jeff, and people really did find it interesting.
Good. And just some of the historical and the...
Yeah.
There was two that are really...
Yeah, how the historical society, how, you know, money's out of everybody, and then we kind of explained a little bit about what those are, and so just be informed on where those tax dollars are going, I think, kind of helps people give them a little bit of a feel for what they are.
Breakdown.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
We're just the collector in various places.
Well, that's good, because we try to talk to them in the office there, and we're all food-centric, so we try to do it as a pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody gets a little piece of the pie.
Yep.
I didn't put it in a graph.
I just broke it down. I just broke it down to a single dollar, you know, because then it was easy to see.
I think it's worth $100,000,
yeah.
So you could kind of...
Tell what the...
See who's getting money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we said what the taxes were for $100,000 of value, and how, you know, which communities, you know, I think it ranged anywhere from like $1,700 to $2,200, depending on which community you lived in. So.
Yeah, because we had some variance in levies between them. Some of them are... Just like
Jackson's higher, but they're doing an awful lot of work out there right now too. So.
Yeah, if you go try to drive through Jackson, yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I think Dakota City though is higher. Now
yeah, a little bit higher than South. They were actually the highest by a little bit.
Yeah,
so the 15 cents.
Probably used to be 10 cents.
Yeah, 15 cents. That'd be split up between the jail and.
Yep, that'd be set up. Yep. Yep. Your law enforcement, your jail, your roads.
Yeah.
So as far as the city people, they're not paying much for the county roads.
No.
Road maintenance.
No.
I mean, it wouldn't be a nickel.
Good luck.
Public safety, county safety, and public safety, and...
And also your health department, which gets used a lot. And a lot of that's paid for by grant. But, they fund it.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You saved the day. Otherwise, we would have been trying to explain it with nothing if her MacBook wouldn't have tied into that system.
I came over and downloaded it on my desktop just in case. You never know. And that happened to me too many times.
And then they had some kind of wire that made the Mac work on their system that she didn't think would be able to get her. So it worked out good.
Good.
Excellent. There weren't very many people there, though, so not as many people heard the message as maybe...
But I think a lot of them will take it back. It was
only 10 people?
Yep.
It was a small group, did you think?
Yeah, I'd say in that ballpark.
There was something else going on, though. What What was it going on? That was Veterans Day. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Veterans Day. Because I thought that at the time, I thought, I know what's going on.
And also, this isn't a committee report, but just so you folks probably haven't heard that last Sunday, one of our local priests got stuck out in the middle of the county, taking a GPS, trying to go from South Sioux to Emerson, and got back on Odell Avenue, minimum maintenance road, in the snow, in the dark, and two of our commissioners, Tony and Larry, went out and pulled him out.
Oh.
So.
That's the second GPS that's taken somebody on that road.
Yeah. They actually had a four-wheel.
It's a great road.
They had a four-wheel drive pickup try to pull them out, and it got high-centered. So.
Oh, yeah.
These guys obviously have giant trucks, so they didn't have any trouble getting them.
No, that guy had a big old three-quarter ton of big wheels. And he was well-equipped for that terrain, but he knew that. He hadn't planned on that gulch alongside the road, that little gully. Full of water.
So it's a tough road, huh, Kevin?
That was wild.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
It's.
Have we got any
It has things? A creek run.
It's a minimum.
I didn't know what it was. I just know there's water in it.
Yeah, it's.
Where's the water came from?
Well, up by.
Is it not from the hog confinement? No.
No. No, it runs along N, that creek line that runs through there, runs the old stone arch.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of where it all starts. And then there's two ponds back there. So it's just not been maintained for so many years that the natural flow of water has just started coming through, and then it just worked its way over to that creek line.
Really? Because I drove through there 3 or 4 years ago, and hell, I had no trouble getting through there.
They're going to run out and take a look at it after the meeting, these two, and so they'll.
Fred left, but I thought that's where that he's working on a dam with Bryce.
I don't know. I just you're taking the second.
There was
second person stuck out there.
If we don't hear from them, we'll know where they are.
Anna Huggenberger out there, Land Huggenberger, because Huggenberger.
Luckily, he had cell connection. The pre-dead cell connection. Yeah.
That's
yeah. Well, he's got a little connection, Larry.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know. I drove through there a couple different times here.
Is anybody going to attend the Simcoe Tri-State Legislative Forum on December 6th?
Who are here?
Somebody's not in good standing with Simcoe.
We talk.
Yes, I
do have that on my calendar. Oh, yes, it's a WIT.
Yeah.
Western Iowa Tech.
Yeah. Oh, righty. Yeah.
Western Iowa Tech. Yeah.
Were you going to attend? Or did you RSVP?
I didn't RSVP, but if it's on our campus, I usually try to make a showing.
Okay.
And I won't be there the whole time. It's from 9:30 to noon, but I will be there for part of it, for sure.
Okay.
At the beginning, I'll be there at the beginning.
Because I haven't responded yet. I thought if nobody else was going, I'd try to.
Because it's tri-state, so it's kind of
yeah, somebody should be there from Dakota County.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Do I need to RSVP or do I just go? I mean, I have RSVP. I just put it in my calendar.
Okay. Did you get an email from them? Did you get that email?
Me?
Yeah.
The only mail of emergency business were the things that I'd already talked to Fred about. Mm-hmm. So, anybody else got anything?
We had a good e-waste collection in Homer in the month. It was very cold, but lots of the TVs and, you know, it's amazing how many TVs get jumped.
It's amazing. Were they still bringing the tube TVs?
Yes.
Because 2 years ago when I helped here in Dakota City, they filled an entire semi full of tube TVs, and you think this far after, you know, they were fairly popular. But there's still a lot of them around.
Like council TVs, and yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, some people don't throw them away. They use it in there, you know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Finally, they get rid of
it. No, I'm guilty of that. I still have one in my basement.
I have two of them.
If you need one, I know where to get one.
No.
Anybody else? All righty. With that, we'll adjourn.
Good job, Tony.
The time.
1:41.
1:41.
That's a record, both meetings and...
Oh, I know.
You're getting good.
Well, that was just...